Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
The liberal globalist order is at its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. You might think you're seeing a Trump rally or a turning point event in a deep red state, but you're not. This is Portland, the heart of Antifa-stan. Patriots have taken over the streets. While mass left-wing extremists expected Americans to cower and hide, something incredible has happened instead. And what you're about to see will inspire you and restore your faith that the good guys are indeed winning like never before. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your Patriot Professor, here to help you make sense of the madness as the far left desperately tries to stop the unstoppable rise of a new conservative age that you're making happen all over the world. So if you want a front row seat on how you're changing the world in ways you never even imagined, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. For months now, the far left radicals known as Antifa thought they owned the streets of Portland. For half a decade, this urban hellhole has been America's most shameful example of what happens when radical left-wing terrorists are allowed to run wild. Antifa militants have attacked federal officers, they've assaulted conservative journalists like Nick Sorter, and they've turned once beautiful neighborhoods into third world war zones. Business owners have testified that they've been held at gunpoint, their employers terrorized, their livelihoods destroyed, all while local officials look the other way. But then something extraordinary just happened. Patriots from across Oregon decided they've had enough. What you're seeing here isn't just a counter-protest. This is the moment ordinary Americans said no more to Antifa's reign of terror. Look at this incredible footage. Hundreds of real Americans dressed respectfully, standing peacefully but firmly outside the ICE facility in Portland. They're not there to cause chaos. They're there to show their support for federal officers who are merely enforcing the law and restoring basic human decency to our streets. Now, as you can also see, the contrast could not possibly be more stark. On one side, you have these patriots, families, working Americans, people who believe in law and order, faith, family, and freedom. On the other side, you got creatures looking like they just came out of the barroom scene from Star Wars. I mean, they're literal ghouls, with some actually showing up naked in the streets. And I ask you, just very simply, which side represents true American values? Which side represents the ideals of our founding father, the ideals of a republic of virtue? If our founding fathers were here, which side would they be standing alongside of? I mean, the answer is obvious. The answer literally could not possibly be more crystal clear. And I got to say, this is not ultimately about left versus right. I know there is a left versus right component to this, obviously. But fundamentally, big picture, this is not about left versus right. This is so much more than just conservative versus liberal or Democrat versus Republican. This is ultimately about American versus post-American. You got to get that. This is fundamentally about American versus post-American. This is about those who love our nation versus those who hate it. It's about those who want to protect our citizens versus those who want to protect non-citizens, particularly illegal migrants. It's about those who cherish our laws and institutions versus those who want to destroy them and tear them down. It's about those who love versus those who hate. That is what the culture wars are ultimately about. It's not left versus right. It's American versus post-American. It's those who love our nation versus those who hate it. And the good news, as you can see, is that patriots, those who love our nation, are rising up. They are rising up and they are taking back our nation. They are reclaiming their space even in the heart of Antifa-stan. And as a result, we're now watching Antifa getting absolutely destroyed. For the first time in years, Antifa no longer has free rein to terrorize innocent people. They're being arrested, they're being pushed back, and most importantly, they're being exposed for the cowardly terrorists they really are. Because of what you, the patriots of our nation, did on November the 5th, consequences are finally coming. And it's not just for these useful idiots on the streets of Portland, no. President Trump has made it clear he's going after the financiers of this insanity and shutting them down completely. Reports are that the FBI, the IRS, even the Treasury Department are actively investigating the likes of George Soros and other billionaire activists for financial ties to what are now officially domestic terrorists. And it already has a number of Antifa-linked activists on the run, literally fleeing the United States for Europe. Now, of course, the legacy media, they're going to do everything they can to hide all of this from you. And that's because the legacy media masquerades as objective journalism when, in point of fact, they're just agenda-driven activism wrapped up in the appearance of news. These narratives don't inform, they manipulate, leaving millions of people wondering where to turn for the truth. But fortunately, there is a solution. Ground News brings together headlines from over 50,000 news sources all around the world that not only make it easy to understand what's happening, but they also expose the political bias behind every source, the ownership ties, and the coverage breakdown across the spectrum. That's why over a million people have downloaded Ground News. Check it out for yourself at ground.news/Steve. My favorite feature is the blind spot feed because it shows you which stories are blowing up on one side of the aisle, but barely mentioned on the other. It's the clearest way to see media bias in action. So, for example, here's a story that's barely getting any traction on the left. ICE has arrested more than 800 people in Illinois during Operation Midway Blitz. Now, among those taken into custody are a number of members of the violent Tren de Aragua gang. The corporate media is silent because the truth is Trump's crackdown is working and it's exposing just how dangerous these sanctuary city policies really are. Now, of course, the right ignores its stories, too. But with Ground News, you'll get the entire spectrum of who's reporting from left, right and center, how reliable each source is and who owns each outlet. It's literally everything the corporate press doesn't want you to know. Right now, you can get 40% off the Vantage plan, which gives you unlimited access to all the features that I personally use for just $5 a month. Just visit ground.news/Steve, click the link in the description, or scan the QR code. That's ground.news/Steve.
I think it's important to remember, just like we can't call Tish James or Comey foes of Trump, they're not foes, they're just people living their lives. The idea of going after Antifa is like saying we're going after dog lovers. Who doesn't love dogs? If you're a United States citizen, right, and you like democracy, then you don't like fascism. Everybody who loves democracy is technically Antifa.
Everyone who loves democracy is technically Antifa. Yep, you just heard that. The mass terrorists on the streets of Portland, deliberately trying to sabotage law and order. Yeah, they're us. We are Antifa. Everyone who loves democracy is Antifa. That, ladies and gentlemen, coming to you from the ultra-woke, radical leftists at MSNBC. Why don't we let a true journalist, a true reporter, like Andy Ngo, who we've interviewed before on this channel, why don't we let Andy give us a true depiction of what Antifa really is?
2019, it led to me nearly losing my life. I was covering another Antifa protest turned riot. At that point, had been routine in Portland. And then I was ambushed in a mob beating. And I had never been in a fight. I didn't even realize that I was being assaulted until seconds in. And the punches came from everywhere, on my head and my face, and I was bleeding out of my eyes and ears. And then they threw all the drinks in my eyes to humiliate me further and to laugh at me. And I was rushed to the hospital in an ambulance and CT scan, and I had subarachnoid hemorrhage, which is bleeding in the brain. I nearly died.
So we're all Antifa, huh? Really? Really, MSNBC? You see, journalism is so safe and secure when you've already pre-written the scripts, isn't it? When news is narrative, like it is for the illiterate imbeciles at MSNBC, you never, ever have to put your life on the line. You never have to risk your life reporting on the news, because what constitutes news is a pre-written far-left woke script. It's not news, it's narrative. And that narrative will never, ever, ever put the so-called journalist in harm's way. That's not what Andy does. Andy actually goes out there and reports on what's actually happening on the streets. And he almost lost his life for doing that. At the hands of the very far-left radicals that MSNBC wants you to think is merely us, everyone who loves democracy. It's like dog lovers. We're all Antifa. While CNN and MSNBC call these riots in Portland mostly peaceful from their air-conditioned offices, real journalists like Andy Ngo and Savannah Hernandez and Nick Sorter, they're out there being violently assaulted by these dog lovers for simply telling the truth. They've been threatened, harassed, and as you just heard, nearly killed, all because they dared to document what was really happening on America's streets, precisely what clown shows like MSNBC refuse to do. Disgusting. The good news is that under President Trump's direction, the Department of Justice has been ordered to crush these left-wing terror cells, and the Treasury Department and the IRS are indeed working to trace the money back to its source. As it turns out, this is about so much more than Portland. This is about whether America will allow mass terrorists to control our cities, attack our federal officers, and intimidate law-abiding citizens. For too long, the answer was unfortunately yes, but not anymore. What you're witnessing is the true turning point. Patriots are rising up. Antifa is being crushed, and the Trump administration is going after their funding sources. The contrast has never been clearer. On one side, you have Americans who love their country, respect law and order, and want to protect their communities. On the other side, you have paid terrorists who want to destroy everything that makes America great. I mean, the choice couldn't be simpler. You could stand with the patriots who showed up to defend federal officers and restore dignity to Portland streets, or you can stand with the naked Antifa clowns riding bikes while terrorizing innocent families. Portland's five-year nightmare is finally ending. But this is just the beginning. When Trump cuts off the funding, when these terror cells get crushed, and when real Americans keep standing up, that is when we take our country back. The era of tolerating street terrorism is over. Patriots have finally risen up, and Antifa's reign of terror is finished forever. Do you want to ask me your biggest questions and maybe win free merch while you're at it? Well, join my Courageous Patriot Club and be part of the uncensored Monday night Q&A, all for only $10 a month at turley.pub/club.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.